Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Monday, March 1st. Tackle the hard jobs first thing while the Skywatch is clear. Caution lights will come on as the moon opposes unpredictable Uranus at 9:36 a.m. and then turns void of course until she enters Libra at 4:31 p.m. this afternoon. Double-check the details in this window of time, as errors, misunderstandings, and confusion are more likely, as Mercury and retrograde Mars get tangled up in an inconjunct. Well, it's a minor aspect, but it reminds us that Mars is still backing up on the bases until March 10th. Mars retrograde is a low-energy period that appears in the heavens every other year. It began last December 20th. And we'll all be delighted when it ends. Meanwhile, stick to routine on Monday. It's a better time to finish up old matters than to attack new projects. Evening skies are low energy as the moon meets Sirius Saturn at 9 p.m. and then travels on to square Pluto. Yeah, call it early Monday night. Let times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Good morning. This is Bonnie Colleen. Welcome to Seeing Beyond. It's always my delight to be with you first thing in the morning, and remember that you can always find out so much information about me and our inspiring guests on our website, which is seeingbeyond.com. Also, I love getting your emails. Thank you. And it's so simple now that we've revised our website. All you need to do is go to seeingbeyond.com. Right there on the homepage in the upper right-hand corner, it says Email Bonnie. Click on that, and out will come a form that you fill out with your email, and I promise you, I answer every email I ever get. So email me with your comments, your critique, your praise. I love it all. Your suggestions. Thank you for that. We know that many mornings we talk about us and our health, and we're doing that this morning with a guest who's going to be talking about the reconnection. Yes, I know you've been hearing a lot about the reconnection lately. In fact, if you go to the homepage of our website, you'll see a button ad that appears on every page of the site. For the reconnection, they're coming to San Francisco the middle of March. We've had Eric Pearl on. We've had Christine Church on, who will be actually teaching these classes. And now we have, returning back to the airwaves, Patrice Pfister-Janig. Patrice, it's good to have you here with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Bonnie. Nice to talk to you again.
Well, you have such a vast background in healing and what you've been doing around the reconnection. Talk a little bit about how you got interested in working with Eric, working with the reconnection people, because it's really become quite a group of you, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. There are at least 60,000 practitioners worldwide.
Is that 60,000?
60,000.
That's amazing.
There's actually a few more than that, but we can verify 60,000. And at this point, we've got the four instructors, including Eric, and Christine is one, and associate instructors were up to, as of last weekend, we have 25 that can teach the level three in semi-private settings.
And that's you, correct?
That was me. I was the very first one, very first associate instructor a few years ago.
Well, talk a little bit about your background, because sometimes we are doing one thing before we get nudged to do another.
Yeah. Oftentimes, we don't know what we're supposed to be doing with our lives until life kind of puts it in our path and we realize that, you know, we've been doing the wrong thing for a long time. However, you know, you've got to go through and learn from what you're doing to get to the place where you need to begin to become what you're truly meant to be on your life path, which is what I am doing as a reconnected healing practitioner and associate instructor. And I plan on continuing this work forever. I was a court reporter. I worked in the legal system. I started that in 1979. And it was a very challenging, and I loved it loved the job, you know, for a while, but it was getting to be very, very difficult for me because I had a had some physical challenges. I had a pretty severe scoliosis condition, which is a curvature of the spine. I think I'm sure your listeners know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the last 10 years before I found Reconnective Healing, I had been in a lot of physical pain, a lot of different things had been going on. And by 1999, I was ready to do something, search out something different. And that's when I ended up hearing about Dr. Eric Pearl.
Well, it's just amazing how many people are going through a similar story. They've trained for things, they've become professional, they've studied for many years and even done internships and are maybe even making great money at it. But as I said, spirit comes and nudges them and they realize that, I mean, they're not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. They're not going to forget what they did in that past life, this lifetime, but they are going to be doing something new, something different. And one thing I know about court reporting, because actually I've known quite a few court reporters, is that it creates quite an adrenaline rush. Besides the scoliosis, I bet you were darn close to burning out your adrenal glands.
I'm sure I was. I mean, I know I was. I was exhausted, and I didn't realize how really sensitive I was. And I was like, you're always around negative situations. Nobody's happy when they're in a lawsuit.
Right. Somebody usually loses.
Absolutely. So I didn't realize that at that time, I was really empathetic and really picking up on all the negative energies and all of that. And that was making me actually physically sick as well.
Well, finish the rest of the story. I mean, how did you then find out about Eric? And, I mean, there's one thing to take a workshop, and there's another thing to be one of a very few people qualified to teach a Level 3 Reconnection Series.
Well, what happened was about in the late 90s, well, 99, I had decided, actually, after being through some physical challenges and actually reading and learning that people could, you know, start to do things like meditation or conscious intent and things like that could heal their own bodies. So I started getting an interest in that and tried it a little bit on myself when I had a radiculopathy, which was my nerve was pinched in my neck, my C5-6 nerve, and I lost use of my right arm for a while.
Oh, wow.
And instead of having surgery, I followed that route and actually got some good results as far as being able to use my arm again and gain back my the nerves that were damaged during that situation. And after that happened, I realized I was interested in healing. And so I signed up for a seminar, and it wasn't the Reconnection Seminar, but it was something else. And I decided I was going to go that route. I was still in a lot of pain, a lot of physical pain, and I was on pain medications daily and to sleep at night. And so it wasn't something that I wanted to continue living my life that way, and as the doctors told me would be the case. So I thought I would try to find something. So I signed up for a different seminar, and I was going to go to something else. And my older sister, who was always trying to help me find something to make me feel better, you know how older sisters are,
mm-hmm.
she had seen Dr. Pearl on a TV show back in 1994, and told me about him then. And back in 1994, we actually went down to Southern California on a little trip, and we were going to look him up. But things didn't turn out that way, and we ended up not seeing him. Then in 1999, she heard his voice on a late-night radio show. And she called me up, and she said, Patrice, I heard that guy, that Dr. Pearl guy, and he's going to be teaching how to do this healing stuff in San Francisco. And it was going to be the next February. And I said, nope, I'm sorry, you know, I'm not going. I'm signed up for something else. I'm already committed. And I'm sorry I can't join you. She says, well, I'm going anyway. And I said, okay, good, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I just dropped it at that. And a little while later, a few days later, I went out to my mailbox, and there was a brochure for the seminar that my sister had sent me. And I remember opening the mailbox and picking up the brochure and looking at it. And then the next thing I remember after that is talking to my sister on the telephone, telling her, I'm going to Dr. Pearl's seminar with you in San Francisco. I changed all the other plans. It was like, you know, when you're driving somewhere and all of a sudden you're at your destination and you don't know how you got there.
Right.
It was just like
I told you,
like,
you got picked up, right?
What?
I said you got picked up
yes.
by spirit.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, so that's how I got to the seminar. So it started out being not me really doing it myself. Spirit was leading me, and I was just being pulled along. And at the seminar in San Francisco, there were probably about 80 of us there, and Eric asked for somebody in the audience that had a physical condition that you could see that could be used as a demonstration, some kind of a limited range of motion or something. I don't like to use the word deformity, but really that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And there was actually another gal there that same seminar that had a scoliosis very similar to mine. And the way mine was it was an S curve. The top of the curve was a 29-degree curve, and then mm-hmm. there was a rotation. So when I was sitting, if you can imagine being a court reporter, when I'd sit down, my left hip would go out and my body would drop to the right, and then my right shoulder would rotate forward and drop forward. So I was kind of sideways, curved, and twisted at the same time, so that my hands on the keyboard, court reporters use a stenograph machine, and the keyboard is designed for fingers to be facing forward, and my right hand had to come in at an angle for me to be able to write on that machine, because my right arm was, I could not move my arm back because my shoulder blade was in the way because of the curve in my spine. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I could not put my right arm behind my back more than just a couple inches of my fingers could get back there. So that was my limitation, and Eric had me show that to the audience. The other gal had the same limitation. It was amazing. She had limited range of motion on the same side, same arm. And so then Eric started, you know, just talking to the audience and waving his hands around us and talking a little bit about how he believes that this reconnective healing works, or how he doesn't know how it works, but what kinds of things occur with it. And then about, you know, I don't know, 5-10 minutes later, he said to the other gal, okay, now let's see, put your hand behind your back, let's see what happens. And her condition really didn't change much. And I'm thinking, oh, great, well, it's not going to happen to me either. So he said, okay, now you, Patrice, see what you can do. And I put my arm behind my back, and it went all the way up the middle of my back to where I could touch, like, you know, where my bra strap is there, you know, right, that far up. And I just went, oh, my God, I was so amazed. So I hadn't been able to do that motion since I was a teenager, since I was 13 years old, and it was amazing. So it kind of got my interest in this work.
I would think that would get just about anybody's interest, but I know there are a lot of listeners out there right now saying, how he do that? What happened? Do you have any inkling?
What was that question? I didn't hear it. What happened?
How does it work? How did it work? It's not like you had a headache where, you know, that's kind of something that's on a scale of this to that and not real provable. But to have something as physical as scoliosis and being able to not do something in 1 minute and be able to do it the next minute is pretty profound.
Yes, it really is. And, you know, we don't exactly know how this works. But what we do know is it works outside of space and time. So, for example, you know, most healings, it takes, like, manipulation and time and processes to occur for something to heal. And somehow with this work, we can bypass all of that, and instantaneously a healing can happen, just like mine did. And we don't know the exact mechanisms of how this works, but we do have a lot of scientists doing research trying to figure it out. We know we're not just accessing energy anymore. We're accessing a greater intelligence, a continuum of healing frequencies of light and information, and a higher intelligence that can make you well, make you like you were never sick before. Put it that way. It would be as though I had never had the scoliosis in an instant. And maybe we're tapping into some kind of a parallel dimension or some other kind of universal laws in another universe that we're tapping into. And we don't really know the exact mechanisms, but for some reason, these healings can occur spontaneously, instantaneously. Other times, they will take time. I mean, sometimes the healing will take days or weeks to unfold. It's just what's appropriate for that particular person at that time in their life is what's going to happen. And that's why it's so different than anything else. We're really not doing anything as the reconnective healing practitioner, we aren't really doing, but what we are doing is we're being there as a witness and observing and allowing, and by our presence, we are allowing for these frequencies to come through for the other person, for the patient, and having them have their own interaction and the appropriate healing for them. Does that make sense?
It does, and we're going to come back and really define our terms here, talk more specifically about reconnective healing. But I wanted people to get to really understand you and your passion for this, and I'll tell you, there's nothing that creates passion like having healing for ourselves. Well, the good news is Patrice comes to San Francisco and offers healing sessions and the reconnection, which we'll also talk about, several times a year. And she's planning to return to the Mountain View area in early April of this year. If you call Patrice before April and mention you listen to this program, you may schedule healing sessions for yourself and your family for only $120 per session. That's a savings of $30 per session. And these sessions can be done in person or over the telephone by distance. Patrice is planning to return to the Bay Area in April 2010 to offer healing sessions at a special price for Seeing Beyond listeners. She will also offer the reconnection. Here is her phone number, 707-953-9934. That's 707-953-9934. Well, we've just scratched the surface, so we've got more, I promise you, as we continue to see beyond. Do you want more control over your own success? Then why wait to see what 2010 brings you when you can have the power to kiss fate goodbye, starting now? Don't miss the most enlightening Energy by Design seminar that explores the science, metaphysics, and spiritual aspects of how you can maintain more success over your goals. Friday, March 19th, 10 to 11:30 in the morning at the Herbst Theater, San Francisco. Dr. Fred Allen Wolf, a.k.a. Dr. Quantum, and Joey Yap, founder of the Masteries Academy of Feng Shui and Chinese Metaphysics, meet for the first time to discuss how Eastern energy practices and Western science seem to parallel and even intersect. This is your opportunity to ask the experts your questions. Seats are limited, so reserve now for this exciting monitored audience question and answer session. Learn what energy is really all about from a quantum physicist and ancient Eastern methods and practices point of view. Go to the website now of Seeing Beyond and click on Energy by Design to reserve your seats with a special low promo code price packaged to Seeing Beyond listeners from the producers of this event. That's seeingbeyond.com. Just click on the Fred Allen Wolf Joey Yap ad.
Why are we here now? Popular mystic Scout Bartlett answers that essential question on Tuesday night at East West Bookstore. On Wednesday, discover the A through Z guide to healing foods with health expert Elise Marie Collins. On Friday through Monday, East West welcomes back amazing heart and soul healer Susan Taylor Shear. And on Saturday night, join a panel of outstanding scholars for insight into how to connect with the sacred feminine. Visit eastwest.com for more.
Are you having a birthday, wedding shower, housewarming, graduation, office, Halloween, New Year's, Christmas, or dinner party? Want to try something different to entertain your friends and associates? The trained clairvoyants at the Berkeley Psychic Institute will come to your event and do psychic readings. Call Psychic Entertainment Services at 510-644-1600 for more information. That's 510-644-1600. Well, we're here with Patrice, Sister Janig. It's always great to have her on. I learned so much, and I'm sure that you, Seeing Beyond listeners, do also. Since late 2000, Patrice has worked closely with Dr. Eric Pearl, traveling throughout the world, assisting and teaching at seminars to bring reconnective healing and the reconnection to as many people on the planet as possible. Well, I would say that your life itself got amped up, shall we say. I mean, working with Eric certainly couldn't be boring.
Absolutely not.
And I know that most times when I call you, I get your voicemail, so you're traveling all over the world doing this. We're going to be talking about how folks can learn to do the reconnection and reconnective healing themselves, because the reconnection is coming to San Francisco the middle of this month. But first of all, let's define our terms. Patrice, what is reconnective healing?
Well, like I said, I don't exactly know. We don't exactly know. But reconnective healing, the researchers say, works through a bandwidth of frequencies of energy, light, and information that they say is here on the planet, or and we're able to access it for the very first time. When we interact with the reconnected healing frequencies, it allows for healing on all levels. So it's not something that is just physical, mental, spiritual, or emotional healing. It's a combination of all of those. As you know, every illness, you know, you can think of like any kind of illness, cerebral palsy, cancer, anything, always has a combination of those aspects of a person's being. Though it may be predominantly physical, there's always an emotional or spiritual or some other mental aspects to an illness. But what reconnected healing does is it allows for healing that is appropriate on whatever level for the person receiving the healing at that time in their life. So as a reconnected healing practitioner, it's so much different than any other energy techniques, because this is not a technique. It's not the practitioner channeling something through them. It's different because we are basically the observer, and our presence is allowing for the healing. So it's not something that we are really doing. It's more of just being and allowing for whatever healing is going to take place. You know, there's a lot of philosophy that's taught in the seminar, you know, about healing and about letting go of our fear and letting go of the rituals that many healers have thought that they had to do things in certain ways, you know, walk in certain directions or pull energy here or push there or, you know, all those kinds of rules to work with energy. Well, this is so far beyond energy techniques. This is no technique. We let go of the techniques. We teach you how to feel it and find it and listen with a different sense. But once you truly embrace the fact that you can do the work and you are an important part of the process, so the universe is, and the person that communication is what's actually bringing about the healing, but that it is that you can actually do the work and you can let go of all those fears and all those techniques and just be free to allow the healing to come through and get yourself out of the way.
Well, you said that you in your introduction that you can do this reconnection, the reconnective healing, from a distance. How
yes.
in the world does that work?
Well, you know, we're not, like I said, this is beyond space and time, so we do not have to be physically in the same location for this to work. You don't need a phone line. I don't even need something of the person. I don't need a picture. I don't need anything to do a distance healing. I still get really amazed with the things that happen. But what I do is I just put my focus and attention on the essence of the person that I'm working with. You know, you could say, in other words, like I bring them, their being to me when I'm in that state, just focusing on the reconnective healing frequencies. And they will go into what we call, most oftentimes, they will go into what we call registers. And when we're working on someone in person, they will have involuntary physical movements or physical reactions or reactions that are very common among all people that are interacting with the frequencies. And these include things like eyes fluttering or breathing changes or something going on with their throat, swallowing, and then maybe some finger and toe movements, and then maybe some larger muscle groups moving and things like that that we can see as we're interacting. And it's funny because when I'm doing distance healings and I talk to the person afterwards, that will be happening with them, and I'm not even there, and they don't even know, you know, what's going to happen. I don't tell them to expect anything. I just tell them to relax. And so it just is really amazing. Even still, I still go, how does this work? But it is. It's beyond space and time. So it doesn't need phone lines. It doesn't need anything. It just goes out into this huge field of consciousness and information that we are all a part of, and we know we're all connected to. So we are all connected. And it's just by putting our focus and putting our attention on these frequencies that allows for this to happen.
And I'm delighted to hear that you are going to be doing a lot of your work here in the San Francisco Bay Area and even here on the peninsula. So I think it's important before somebody has a reconnective healing, and you've got a special offering around your reconnective healings, that they know what happens when they come in person. I think people sometimes can have a little bit of fear coming up, at least a little bit of curiosity. Can you describe this when somebody comes to see you, or is it so different for each person that it's indescribable?
When someone comes to see me for their session, it is indescribable because every single person's experience is going to be different. So, And Bonnie, I have to admit, I didn't hear that question completely. I think it's this phone line is not that great.
I'm just saying, when somebody comes to you in person, I think that they could maybe want a little bit of a preview of what's going to be happening. And I realize it's different for each person, but what happens when they come in to see you?
Oh, okay, yes. So when someone comes in to see me, well, they will come in and we'll talk a little bit and fill out some paperwork. I ask that they just wear comfortable clothes. We'll bring them into onto a massage table fully clothed. Just take off their shoes, lie down on your back, and just ask them to let their eyes close and allow whatever's going to happen, and that's it. Then afterwards, and then we'll work. You know, I'll just be moving my hands around them and interacting with them for 30 minutes, and afterwards we'll talk a bit about it. And people will talk about their experiences. Sometimes people really don't feel much of anything, just maybe being relaxed. Sometimes people will have huge visual experiences where they'll see lots of things or colors or shapes or, you know, that type of thing. You might hear something, something that isn't in this reality. It would be in another dimension or something, or smell or taste. There's all kinds of different things that happen. And it's really interesting, but you have to remember that it's not, from what happens on the table, is not equal to what kind of or how good, so to speak, the healing is. The healing is going to come through no matter what, but people's experiences on the table will be very different. And some people will have, you know, a lot more dramatic experiences than others. But the healing still is coming through. And so for the practitioner to see these physical responses, it's kind of a feedback system to keep us really involved. And it makes it really fun. And you know how exciting it is. I'm, you know, like 10 years later, and I'm still, like, just bubbling over with this excitement about this work.
Well, talk about life-changing work.
Absolutely. And to see people's lives change, always. To go to those seminars, like, you know, you've been telling them we're having one in San Francisco coming up. But to be able to be on the stage helping teach and to look at that audience from the time that they come in, and, you know, they are, like you say, it's like a session. You know, they might be a little apprehensive or maybe not knowing what's going to happen and unsure and not knowing, I don't think I can do it. You know, how am I going to do this? You can do it, but I can't. All that stuff going on. And by Sunday night, it's like the energy and the room had, well, there's a field effect anyway. The scientists talk about the field effect, and I'm sure that Eric and Chris probably talked about that. But the room has changed, and the people have changed, and the excitement is just, they sound like a bunch of little just jabbering away with each other and chit-chatting, and it's just, you can just see the upliftment and the glow and the light coming from people's faces when they've realized that they are able to master this work and can do it.
We're going to be coming back from this break and talking about the classes that you can take on all of this reconnection, healing. And maybe you'll be bubbling over with enthusiasm like Patrice is right now. So apparently you can learn how to do this. That's very exciting. Why don't you put out your special offering for Seeing Beyond listeners for April?
Oh, okay, yes. I'm offering my reconnective healing sessions either in person or by distance. My regular fee is $150, so I'm going to offer it to you, Seeing Beyond listeners, for only $120 for healing sessions. And the reconnection is a two-session process, and that's something different that we can probably talk about. But that's the standard fee for that is $333. So those are the two different applications that I offer, as well as practitioner mentoring if you're already a practitioner, and some classes.
Well, that's great. And so you're going to be here in April. Where will you be practicing?
I'm going to be in April. I will be coming down to Mountain View, and I'm actually, to tell you the truth, I'm not sure which weekend I'm doing it, the first or second weekend, because the opposite weekend of that, I will most likely be doing a semi-private level 3 class for people maybe that couldn't take the one in San Francisco. So it'll be those first two weekends in April.
Well, people can keep in touch with you, and again, it's $120 a session instead of the regular price of $150, so that's a $30 savings per session. You can have a session for yourself, actually a sessions for your entire family. And here's Patrice's number, 707-953-9934, 707-953-9934. That number and her URL with a link right over to her website, heartlight2001.com. is right.
Actually, Bonnie, that's my email address. I don't have my website yet.
All right, so it's heartlight2001@AOL.com.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I see. All right, Heartlight, and you spell that the way light is spelled, L-I-G-H-T, 2001@AOL.com. All of that right there on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. All right, we're going to dip out and then come back and let you know how maybe your life could be changed dramatically, too, by learning reconnective healing. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond. You heard Callie Mayer, success numerologist, right here on Seeing Beyond, and Callie is offering a one-hour reading using both her numerological and psychic skills for only $50. That's right. You heard me. 1 hour for $50. This includes a 2010 personal year and month report individualized for you and a short fortunate name report. So visit Callie's website at numerologysuccessplus.com. Be sure to read the heartwarming stories from Callie's clients about her work and be sure to book your appointment by the end of January for this special reduced introductory rate. Callie's number, 707-525-8610. 707-525-8610.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Find out what's baffling the medical community. Discover why hospitals, universities, and researchers around the world are investing time and money researching reconnective healing in an attempt to explain these miraculous healings from cancers, age-related diseases, epilepsy, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, and osteoarthritis, cerebral palsy, and other serious afflictions, and how you, too, can master this extraordinary work. Internationally recognized healing phenomena, reconnective healing, has been presented at the United Nations to a full house at Madison Square Garden, featured in various media, including the New York Times and countless television programs worldwide, and most recently is acclaimed in the new film, The Living Matrix. The subject of the international bestseller by Eric Pearl, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself, reconnective healing seminars teach you how to activate and utilize this new all-inclusive spectrum of healing frequencies that allows us to completely transcend energy healing and technique to access a level of healing beyond anything anyone has been able to access prior to now. For more information about the transformational healing power of reconnective healing and the upcoming San Francisco presentations and seminars, March 11th through the 16th, visit thereconnection.com. That's thereconnection.com. Or get all the information you need by simply clicking on their ad. That's the ad for The Reconnection on the homepage of seeingbeyond.com over on the right-hand side. Welcome back. We've got Patrice Sister-Janik here. In the summer of 2006, she was honored to be the first graduate of the Teacher Development Program, which allows her to teach Level 3 classes of The Reconnection on her own in semi-private sessions. So this is such good news to hear. But let's start with how people can get started. There's just lots happening around Eric Pearl's Reconnection in the San Francisco Bay Area. In fact, San Francisco for the classes and San Rafael for an introductory lecture. So let's talk about, first of all, the fact that Christine Upchurch is going to be teaching these classes, and she's going to be at Open Secret Bookstore in San Rafael. It's just a lovely place, downtown San Rafael, and that'll be the evening of March 11th. Talk a little bit about Christine and why Eric has chosen her to be one of the very few people to teach reconnective healing.
Christine Upchurch, I've known her since she first came to the seminar and seminars, and she is a very dynamic teacher. She's very intelligent. Her background was in she's an ex-statistician, background in science, while actually doing cancer research. cancer statistics and research. So she's got a really good side, a good insight into the science of the reconnection, for one thing, which is really, really interesting, and it's really groundbreaking. It's constantly changing, and so she can understand the statistics and really get a grasp on it, and be. And she's also able to communicate it really well. So that's one really great thing about Chris. She's really a devoted practitioner and a devoted teacher, and she's very passionate about the work. She's an excellent speaker, and I'll be with her too on those events. I'll be assisting teaching the level 1, 2, and 3 seminars. I'm going to be there at the bookstore too. So those of you that don't know me, when you go see Christine, make sure you say, you know, hi Patrice, I heard you on Seeing Beyond, and maybe you've heard Christine too. So, yes, Christine is one of, it was just last year, was the first year that Eric allowed two other, besides Doug DeVito, as you know him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure many of your listeners have heard of Doug DeVito, too. But he was teaching, but then Christine and another gentleman, Kelly Woodruff, is also teaching the level 1-2. So you have an opportunity to meet Chris on March 11th, and she will be doing demonstrations and talking about the seminar and about the work. And giving all of you will have a chance to actually feel the frequencies. We'll give you a chance to see if you can start feeling them that night, if you like.
Well, that is fantastic. So that's a great way for people to get really some kind of an idea of not only who the teacher is going to be, but about reconnection and reconnective healing. And that, again, is Christine Upchurch, who will be teaching the beginning classes in San Francisco. She'll be doing an introductory lecture at Open Secret Bookstore in San Rafael, and that's the evening of March 11th. Then the Level 1-2 classes will be taught in San Francisco March 13th and 14th. Talk a little bit about that. What are people going to be learning there?
Okay, for the Level 1-2 class, people will be learning all that it takes to become a reconnected healing practitioner, to be able to facilitate healing sessions. It's all really, you don't need to take the level 3. The level 1-2, by the end of that weekend, you'll have everything you need to be a reconnected healing practitioner. So you will be coming in, and you will be talking about the philosophy and the work, and letting you learn some exercises, teaching you how to really recognize and feel these frequencies in different ways. You'll be working with the other attendees. You'll be going to massage tables part of the time, and you'll be working on each other on massage tables. So it'll be active. It'll be you'll be participating in doing the healing work, in question and answer periods, in learning the philosophy, some of the science, and it's a very interactive, it's a very full weekend.
Well, because it's so experiential, I mean, people are actually going to be hands-on doing the work. It just sounds to me like this is going to be ingrained. It's not going to be like so many workshops and classes where we go and we've already forgotten what we learned by Monday night.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter if you forgot how you learned by Monday night, because you're right, it is ingrained. You become these frequencies. You actually change from being just simply in that room. And you'll be carrying these frequencies, you will be accessing these frequencies, and you don't have to remember so much any of how to do it. What you will be learning and that you need to remember is more of the basic philosophies and letting go of the fear and the ritual of old energy techniques and opening up to this new level of allowing yourself to facilitate healings at this next grand level.
And how does this compare to other energy techniques, say something like Reiki that most of our listeners have heard about?
Yeah, Reiki is wonderful. It's been on the planet for a very long time, and we do have a lot of Reiki practitioners, Reiki masters come and take the Reconnective Healing Seminars, and this is different, and well, and for one thing, it's hands-off. It's stronger with distance, which is different than energy healing, of course, and we don't have to do any. Don't have to do anything. You know, there's no symbols or no certain ways that you have to do it. I'm not a Reiki practitioner. I never did anything really before this, so I don't know the details of all the other energy techniques. But what I do know is that I'm glad that I don't, because I don't have to let go of all that. But what another difference with this is that in those types of energy techniques, the practitioner, the healer, needs to channel. Usually, they usually bring the energies through themselves and send them out. And so they are involved in the process like that. With this, that's not the case. We're just interacting and observing, and the communication with the frequencies goes on. We don't have to bring it into ourselves and send anything. We're just basically, I say listen with a different sense, because we do use our hands to keep ourselves involved, because these are palpable. You can really feel these. And it's like, you know, like if you are waving or putting your hand in the air and moving it really slowly and just noticing the air currents, and if you really listen with your hand, when you can feel the subtleties, that's the kind of things that we'll be doing. It's really tuning in to what we're feeling, and it's about feeling, and noticing and observing.
And well, I just love that. So people can, like you said, be doing the reconnective healing after just the level 1 and 2, which is going to be taking place in San Francisco, March 13th through the 14th. You can simply go to our website, seeingbeyond.com. Over in the right-hand margin is a button, Add. Just click on that, and you'll have all the information that you need. And it'll be taught by Christine Upchurch. We were just talking about her. Now, level 3 is going to be taught March 15th through 16th for people who really want to get into this. What happens in the level 3 classes?
Well, the level 3 class teaches you a different application of these frequencies. We're using the same bandwidth of healing frequencies as we use in reconnective healing. Reconnective healing is free form. You're just simply observing and listening with your hands and playing, and there's no structure to it. But the reconnection is something different, and the reconnection is what we're doing is, well, it's hard to put it briefly, but what it does is we're using something called the axiatonal system. We're bringing in new lines that are open-ended lines connecting us more fully to the Earth, the ley lines of the planet, to the star systems, to the universe and beyond. And through this new system of lines that we use and bring the frequencies into the specific pattern, people are, quote, reconnected to the fullness of who they once were and can be. They're reconnected to their perfect blueprint, so to speak. So the perfect blueprint of your existence is more accessible to you. What happens with reconnection is people usually are more have more synchronicities. They're put on their life path. They realize their life purpose, and if they don't, they are accelerated towards it. It's more of a life change, life purpose, life path, spiritual evolution, planetary evolution type process, rather than when we're doing reconnective healing. It's still super powerful, but it's more directed at healing, or this is more directed at evolution and advancement. Someday, these two processes, I mean, there's an overlap. You can't have a healing session without getting some degree of reconnection, and you can't have the reconnection without having healing, because, of course, we're using this bandwidth of healing. And someday they may, cross over to where they're completely just one thing, and we won't even probably need to do it. We'll just be interacting with someone that's carrying these frequencies, and we'll just carry them ourselves. And, eventually it might be like the 100th monkey effect or critical mass, where everyone will just suddenly begin carrying these new frequencies, and we'll be able to have access to all of who we truly really are and be able to move forward like that. And that will help us as humans to evolve to the next level and the planet as well.
Well, again, the reconnection is coming to San Francisco, levels 1 and 2, March 13th through the 14th, level 3, 15th through the 16th. And if you want to know more about the teacher, actually feel out her energy, and perhaps even get a healing yourself, go to Open Secret Bookstore in San Rafael, March 11th, because the teacher, Christine Upchurch, will be there. And all the information you need is right there on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Just simply go over to the right-hand margin, and there you'll see a button, Add, for the reconnection. Click on that, and you'll have all the information that you need. The good news is that Patrice is going to come to our listening area in April of this year, and she's offering people who schedule sessions for when she's here the sessions at a $30 discount. So that's $120 per session. If you want to talk more about that with her or want to schedule a session, her number is 1-707-953-9934. That's 707-953-9934. Or you can send an email to her at heartlight2001 at AOL.com to schedule. Please write the words Seeing Beyond in the subject line. All right, so it's a little confusing. You know, there's reconnective healing and then there's the reconnection. Let's come back and, you know, spell that out. Get a little more information on that as
okay.
we continue to see beyond. Newsflash, the Psychic Reader magazine is now online with articles on everything from mind-body medicine to spiritual adventure and the astral realm and trans-channeling. The Psychic Reader aims to ignite spiritual awareness and transformation locally and globally. The readership of over 90,000 is made up of individuals who are attracted to alternative healing and wellness of mind, body, and spirit. For a free media kit, call them at 1-800-433-5288. That's 800-433-5288. Or go to DejaVuPublishing.com.
You're invited to listen to Seeing Beyond this Wednesday when Robert Watson from Psychic Works will be here 8 to 9 a.m. Robert will be bringing you a meditation, discussing an interesting topic, and the last half hour he will share live on air psychic readings and energy healing. So don't miss it. Robert Watson this Wednesday, 8 to 9 a.m. right here on Seeing Beyond.
Welcome back. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and we're here with Patrice Vister-Janig. She is a reconnective healing practitioner and associate instructor of the Reconnection. She has a private practice located an hour north of San Francisco in a little town called Windsor. She offers sessions of reconnective healing, the Reconnection, and practitioner mentoring. She also offers semi-private level 3 classes to reconnective healing practitioners who have completed the level 1 and 2 seminar, which again is coming to San Francisco March 13th and 14th. And so she says this is a busy lady. She travels all over the world doing her work. If you want to connect with her, get more information, call her at 707-953-9934. And although she is in northern California, she's going to be coming to the San Francisco Bay Area in April. Again, her number, 707-953-9934. Okay, what's the difference between reconnective healing and the reconnection?
Okay. First of all, the two different seminars. Reconnective healing is the 1-2 seminar, and the reconnection is the level 3 seminar. Both of these processes use the same healing frequencies of the spectrum of light, information, and energy. And we're accessing these frequencies and using them for two applications. The reconnective healing is generally used for, people get to you because they've got some kind of ailment or disease or imbalance. Healing is really a return to balance. And so they'll probably come to you because they've got some kind of issue that's going on. That's why they would come to you for a reconnective healing session. And a reconnective healing session, like I said, the practitioner, it's free form. It's not structured. We just observe and interact and allow for whatever healing is going to occur, which will occur on all levels, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, and probably some other levels we don't have names for yet. And then the reconnection is a different application of these same frequencies. So once you've learned to do reconnective healing, you can do healing sessions for yourself, for family, for friends. If you choose, you can decide to take the level 3 seminar and learn to do what's a 2-session process called the reconnection. Now, the theory behind the reconnection, or the history, well, the theory probably is a better word, is we're talking about originally, we had the meridian lines or the acupuncture lines that are on our bodies were connected to this vastly larger grid that encircled the planet and intersected the power places like Machu Picchu and Sedona and the pyramids. And this is what's referred to as the ley lines of the planet. So we were hooked into that. And then we were also hooked in out connecting to a larger grid tying us into the entire universe. Somehow, at some point in time, all the different folklores and legends tell stories about at one point how we were disconnected from this, from all, who we could really be. There's stories about, planetary systems or star systems being in conflict with each other and disconnecting with the other's DNA. Or, of course, there's the fall, the Adam and Eve story. And there's different legends and, you know, in the different Native American traditions and different traditions around the world with a story. And the storyline still always seems to have that part when we were disconnected. And now it's become the time. And, you know, the big shift is coming up, so the planets are aligning and the stars are aligning in this big event that we're coming up to in 2012. All this alignment is coming. The Mayan calendar is coming to an end. All this 2012, I think we are leading up to that point because these frequencies started coming through. Probably Eric encountered them in 1993. So the shift on the planet had already started occurring after when the harmonic convergence occurred. So combined with that shift and what's happening on the planet, it seems to be time that we are able to reconnect to the fullness, to these grids, to this information, light and information, this whole network, to help ourselves evolve to the next level and to help the planet evolve to the next level. So the reconnection is it's got a lot more of a, what would the word be? A big grant, it's a huge event in the scheme of things that we're helping to facilitate here when we're reconnecting people and allowing them to more rapidly move on their life path and be able to share this work with more and more people as far as that goes. So does that make sense?
It does, but let me ask you this now. Can somebody have the reconnection with you without having a reconnective healing session, or do they have to have that first?
Well, you know, that's something else I should mention, though, now that you brought that up. If you want to take the Level 3 seminar, you have to have had your own personal reconnection, that two-session process, before you take the Level 3 seminar. In the Level 3 seminar, you'll learn how to do the reconnection for others, and you need to have had that done, experienced it for yourself before you take that course. So that's something to keep in mind. You can have a reconnection done without having healing sessions. However, we do recommend that you have one, two, or three healing sessions prior to your reconnection, at least one if you can. It's not required, but it would be advised just because it gives you a chance to get comfortable with the process and to start to maybe assimilate and integrate the frequencies a bit. And so it may not be such, you know, so the reconnection, you can have maybe a different experience because you've already started integrating the frequencies and before you have your reconnection. Again, it's not required. You can go straight into having the reconnection, but it's nice. Another thing is that people are often very curious, and so it's hard for them to let go and allow and totally relax. If they're thinking, oh, my God, what's she doing? Where's her hands? I felt something over there. Maybe I should look. You know, all that mind stuff that goes on when you first, you know, try a new modality or try something new. So that eliminates that part, too. So you can fully relax and allow for your reconnection to be, you know, the most experiential that it can be for you.
Well, you certainly had a dramatic healing of your scoliosis. Tell us another story of, say, a client or something you've witnessed in a demonstration of a reconnective healing that'll give our listeners an idea of somebody who has had some other malady and how reconnective healing helped them.
Okay. There's one story that I do like to tell at the seminars because it was just so dramatic and blew me away. there was a woman that was in Scotland. And she came into the seminar, and she had been in a car accident when she was young, and one of her legs was very severely damaged, and it was about, probably 2 inches, an inch and a half, 2 inches shorter than the other leg. Her right leg was that much shorter than their left leg. And she had, you know, surgeries and pins put in and all this stuff. And when she walked, she had to... Would she take a step on her right foot, and then her left foot would have to swing out and around. Her right hip also had calcified. It was calcified into position, so it was her right hip didn't move. It wasn't mobile, so it was like a solid unit on her right leg, and then she'd have to swing around that left leg to walk. Can you picture that?
Mm-hmm.
So this woman, she wanted some healing sessions. So her first healing session, she got on the massage table. And while she was on the massage table, she drew her knees up, like bent her knees up, and she started rocking them from side to side. And as she was doing this, I could see tears coming out of her eyes. And I just noticed, and I didn't know if it was pain or release. I mean, you just don't try to put any kind of meaning on it, but I did notice that was happening. And when she came out of her session, she said, she got up, she stood up, and she said her hip could move. She said while she was lying there on the table, she could hear the calcification crackling up. You know, she could hear it cracking inside her body, and when she got up, her hip was able to move. So she could walk a little more easily then. Her hip had mobility, so she could swing that leg a little more easily. She had another session, and at this next session, she was lying there, and I was working around the table, and I went down to her feet. I just got the urge to just go down by her feet, and I put one hand, suspended my hands below her both feet. And I, like I said, one leg was noticeably shorter than the other. And in front of my eyes, her legs started moving up and down like they were stretching and shrinking,
mm-hmm.
if you can picture this.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be like the right leg would get longer and then shorter, and they would alternate. And I'm watching this, and I'm pinching myself. I'm going, am I really seeing this? And then they stopped, and they looked like they were the same length. So at the end of the session, I woke her up or tapped her on the shoulder, and I said, do you mind if I just go down and check something and touch you? And I went down to her feet, and I took her ankles, and I put her heels together, and her legs were the same length. How did that happen?
That was pretty dramatic. How did that happen?
I don't know, but she stood up, she was on her legs, and she could walk forward. Not very well, mind you. She hadn't walked forward. She was almost 60, and this has happened to her when she was very young, like 11 years old. So, she could walk forward without swinging out to the side. And she was, after that, she was out in the hotel lobby prancing around telling everybody, look, look, she was so excited. And we're still in contact, and she went back to her doctors, and they put her in physical therapy to help her learn how to, strengthen those muscles and learn how to really walk again. And she's just doing fine.
Well, I say the story is the best teacher, and between that story and the story of your own healing of scoliosis, I'll tell you, it makes people sit up and take a listen. Well, speaking of listening, hear this, people. The Reconnection is coming to San Francisco. They're going to be teaching a Level 1, 2 class in San Francisco March 13th and 14th. Eric Pearl himself said that you can go out and actually do reconnective healing after those 2 days. It's going to be very experiential. You'll have lots of time to practice it. If you want to go on to take level 3, you can do that March 15th through the 16th. And all of that taught by Christine Upchurch, who is one of, is it 4 people qualified to teach this? Patrice?
Yes.
I think it's 4 people qualified to
four
teach this.
4 people are qualified to teach the level 1, 2.
Right.
And then there's now 25 of us that can teach the level 3.
So you're going to have an expert teacher. And if you want to meet her and find out more about her and find out her technique, you can go to Open Secret Bookstore in San Rafael, March 11th. Christine Upchurch will be there.